Kia ora to everyone. Greetings from New Zealand. It's a long way from where I come from. Tuakiri, by the way, is the New Zealand Federation. The name being chosen. It's been branded as Tuakiri. Tuakiri is a Maori word. It actually means identity. Also known as the New Zealand Access Federation. We have a production Access Federation service in New Zealand. Thanks to our partners in building the service, the Switch and the Australian Access Federation. We're using the same codes as the Switch and the Australian Access Federation. There's been some further work done by the Australian Access Federation and Tuakiri. That is our Federation Register Code. The sponsor for our project itself has been the Ministry of Science and Innovation, which has funded the project throughout. The project is actually coming to an end June this year, and the business plan is already in place to actually transform or transit the service from project to a service itself. The project partners have been the University of Auckland, Lane Care Research, the Crown Research Institute, and the University of Canterbury. Tuakiri actually has been set up in New Zealand as an entity. It actually has gone after its own constitution, its rules, its policy itself. It has got executive committee, and it has actually set up an entity which is a not-for-profit. We have actually developed a service statement which actually we communicate to our members. The members itself in the initial state are the 8 universities and the 8 Crown Research Institutes. We found that using a service statement actually made it very easy for us to communicate the message and for institutions to understand what this is all about. What you see up here is on your right is the Crown Research Institutes in New Zealand. There are 8 of them. And on your left there is the 8 universities in New Zealand. These are the 16 institutions that are members of Tuakiri at the moment. The projections are that we will take the service into the polytech sector, where we have 20 polytechs and 3 other cultural institutes. We have a clearly defined business plan to grow the service, pretty much about establishing the service and taking the service out to the community. We have now actually launched a production subscription service. It's an annual subscription service. The objective here is to attain self-sustainability and support the service through the revenue streams we have. We have got some key focus items to look forward to, and we're according to the business plan, it's pretty much serve the community, which is the sector, the higher education sector and research, grow the membership beyond what we have today, enable the services as more services as we could, and interfederation or co-federation is something we keenly look forward to doing with either EDUGAIN or IAF as we trek along those paths and continue the engagement with the wider sector. I've got a message from here from the there's a video in here. That's Nick Jones, he's the director for...
It's a QuickTime.
Is it play?
No. It's in QuickTime. QuickTime is not on this computer.
Okay. Right. We'll have to skip that. So pretty much the message there is from the New Zealand science community. New Zealand is actually embarked onto a program of work to develop and provide a service to the science sector. So that's the New Zealand e-science infrastructure. Tuakiri will centrally connect all the users getting onto the e-science infrastructure in New Zealand. That's about it. Thank you.